I had a couple of projects that I thought you might work on. I've been trying to think of a way of getting out, you know, something so that we have it on the record. We sort of call it good balanced white paper on all the seminars, correct? Now, I think maybe the way I could see it would be call it the come now, let's have a single standard. Then I would, and then I'm thinking of that possibly a good place to put it, to see you last week before I came to work. The editor of Barron is a great friend of ours, you know, and that's a very conservative thing, but not on the respect of a few readers in my group. If it's in respect of your reputation, right? He wants to do something on it, and on this. You have to write a piece, but I had time to just say, all right. Let's look at all this bullshit they've been putting out. Then in about 3 or 4 seconds, you say, IGP. They talk about IGP. But then you pick up on my president. The IGP settlement was one that was in the best interest of the United States. You know what I mean? Where the stock went down, the stock was stayed down, like, you know what I mean? And until we get that, they didn't get a damn thing for it. You know the line, don't you like? Okay, fine. The wheat thing. Look at the wheat tonnage. For Christ's sake, when they talk about the wheat thing, the farmers are happier than clams. There's no, this is true of all of them. And not one of these countries are present, and not one of them touches, not one of them has to do with corruption of anybody. I mean, nobody made his thing in technical. The carpet thing, I don't know anything about it, what the Christ the carpet thing is all about. Something about a carpet deal we get. But my point is on that, here's where you get the single standard. We're going to talk about carpet. Of course, it was done on the merits. What in the name of God have they done about the 250 G's he got from those goddamn teachers? And they called for the right to strike. Not one flip of the liberal press on that. Alright, the IGG, now what else are they spewing about that we've been putting about, except the water being the other
gun prices?
Now, now, producers, it's barely a question of the,
Congress, what Congress, go ahead and do that as well.
The Congress, yeah. The Congress, this was an action. The Congress had already made its decision. And, Wilbur Mills. Wilbur Mills called up and they said, this is the way it's going to be. And so forth. And that's the way it went out. So you can put that out in my mind. Then I would pick out I'd go on and pick up the, then on the other one, on the whole business of the, Watergate settlement. I think there, you'll know how to handle that, but I would say the best way to prove that is to take the just unbelievable stuff that they've done the thing on Hollywood. I don't suppose this morning. For Christ's sake, you know, they picked up some Democratic committee in San Francisco where he had not a goddamn thing to do with. Hey, you know, which had $343.
Right.
We're making up a mailing. I don't know who the damn idiots were. Anyway, my point is, so much for that. In other words, and then what comes out of all this is this is a clean administration, and that there's not one. Nobody has ever suggested any corruption, etc. You know what I mean?
Right.
Personal corruption. Now, let's come to the other side. Now, and then that is important. What the hell? That's all it has to do with basically what they very well know, that you have to get information on rallies and so forth and so on. And it's done, and it's necessary. It's a necessary part of the campaign.
Right.
Like the news somebody pointed out this morning, the way they have a last approval column by the Charlie. But basically, and what they did before Goldwater, of course, nobody took them. Now, the other side of the continent is this. Kelly even exploded a bomb for a 408 Cox spoke yesterday. You notice that?
Right.
All right. Then I go down. They burned our Phoenix headquarters. They did $15,000 worth of damage in San Francisco, right out of the MacArthur Berkeley headquarters. They ran a rough riot in Los Angeles, spreading it out of the MacArthur headquarters. The MacArthur people, they were so rough at the convention that these spike tires did $100,000 worth of damage and so forth. And so on. And not one word calling upon them to do it. I mean, in other words, their engagement in not second, but violence. And then also that there has not been a meeting, except in Kentucky, I must say, where the president, the first lady, or the daughter of the spoken, were not organized, deliberately organized, and was not for the purpose of Kentucky, but asking questions to you, but shot him down. In other words, use the business of it that is denying the right of free speech to shout speaker down. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, if a person heckles, that's the right of free speech. If, however, he tries to keep you from speaking, that's denying the right of free speech. The point is that there it is. And we don't hear a word one about it. On financial contributions, Christ are borrowing money What I'm getting at is, I think a very hard-hitting thing about the double standard of the press would be worthwhile. I want to accomplish two purposes. One, the double standard. The other thing is to point out, for Christ's sake, they're only doing this last-minute desperation stuff when they're trying to scare the press. I had that in mind as a deal. Okay, that you could do. Now, the other thing I want you to do, to be prepared, I want you to refer to guidance on that. I want you to get together the MacArthur. It's very weak to point out that MacArthur wants a halt. I've seen that in some of our stuff. I don't care if you say that. And that should be that. When I say popular, you can talk to all bullshit on that. Some of the pictures are left with bug outers. We know. What I'm getting at you is that. However, it's vitally important that he be viciously, unmercifully, brutally attacked, he and the media, for what they advocate. Do you understand?
Right.
Because the way this thing is developing now, I can read between the lines now, they're going to go back and say, we should have done it 4 years ago, even that old asshole Harris said he let him get today. But the point is, he's been saying it. He had to admit he was wrong. Yeah. But my point is, but forgetting Harris, but on McGovern's side, what did McGovern offer? Let me come down. First, he said, get a quote where he said they should have a communist government in South Vietnam and years ago. That we would beg Hanoi for our POWs, right? Leave us to mercy. No deal on that. No deal on Laos and Cambodia. And not only remove aid to South Vietnam, but disarm the South Vietnamese people. Disarm.
And pull out unconditionally. And
yeah.
Hope that Hanoi would reciprocate.
Yeah, and hope that Hanoi would
reciprocate.
And that he had advocated using. But the best way to do it is shorthand. Here is the man that was for peace, that for the U.S. to get out and let the communists take it. Peace with surrender. At the cost of surrender, and ours is peace and honor. But he's got to be attacked viciously and toughly. So keep him on the defensive on us so that he doesn't get on the defensive with us. Now, if you get some of that together, your group, I'm sure you feel strongly about it. What do you think?
I agree.
Yeah.
Pull out of Thailand, Christianity, and ask for.
Yeah. In other words, that he wanted to give. give the enemy terms that they had various things he wanted to put on the Thailand. He had no assurances on Cambodia or Laos. You see,
not on the prisoners.
Not on the prisoners of war. And not only didn't even have a day there, I noticed that several of the Lissador and his jacking off last night was saying that well, this is really a coalition government. Well, this is the poor son of a bitch. See, the whole line is, and I know how these people develop. The left wing was taken so much by surprise, they didn't know what to do with it last night. But you know, they never stay in the foxhole long. They're coming in a mouth with both guns fired.
That's supposed to come right now. Let's just have reconciliation.
One thing that I want you to give an order to your entire staff is very important. This has got to be followed absolutely rigidly. No call must be returned. Anybody, folks, there's a reason for it. It has to do with those fire keepers. Nobody, not Martyr, not Farrell Kilpatrick, not our very best friend, not Kraft. No call must ever be returned to the Pope. The time, yes. Play the times against the Popes. This is a good time to do that. Play Franco, but not the Popes. Because they decided to draw the sword, they've now libeled Mitchell, they've libeled Stans, and they have libeled Parliament. And goddamn, they're true. They're true.
On love in Cambodia, it's just that there was going to be a settlement for love in Cambodia. It's that he wanted to cut off aid to love in Cambodia, who we protected.
Right. He would have had the 7 million people of Cambodia, and the 3 million people of Laos would have been turned over to the communists. Thailand would have been left helpless for the communist takeover. And South Vietnam, he said, the communists can take it.
It's a solution.
But I think you've got to point out, though, McGovern was for peace with surrender. And abject, crawling to Hanoi, reprimanding them that again, peace with surrender. No guarantee for that we would beg for our POWs, given to the good faith of the enemy and so forth. But he's got to be hit hard, because their line is one, this is what we offered all the time. Second, this is what we could have gotten 4 years ago. Third, I understand Henry Anshul on the side of that, but they will ignore the answer starting tonight. Do you agree?
I do.
And so, how do you think I'll get Colson, I'm going to tell Colson that you're doing all this. And you tell him that you prepare, you get the ammunition. And by God, we want a message. In other words, kick McGovern. Rather than having them talk about our proposal, kick the shit out of not Schreiber. Things this man said, for example, he said Kissinger's trip to Paris was the most immoral thing Richard Nixon ever did. He should be hit with that at every place. I mean, he should be hit with for the press. Knocking the shit out of Schreiber now. I mean, this is the first time he should be taken off. This has gone too far.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't. Did they get there
yesterday?
Yesterday, yeah, he said it was just a political trick by you. We had no intention of saying anything yesterday. Hanoi has gone out like.
That's right.
It's so absurd.
It's true, Henry. We know that. But they repeat things in a way that gets into the public consciousness. If you want to remember, 90% of the press. Victor talked in the press room, but he never saw them so depressed. Never saw them. See, 90% of them, and they don't want to. They want to defeat us.
They want to defeat you.
And they want to prove themselves right.
There's nobody who believes that we could get these decisions. It's no Jews out there.
That's right.
Well, it's the state.
Or get the field up his back.
And as long as
we... More gals can't hold it.
No. As long as we hold on to Jews, there can be no peace.
They all thought the bombing and mining was a mistake. They thought it was empty. Summit. But the press, he said, has never been so depressed. He said he could have had the most depressed group he ever saw in his life.
But you talk about that coalition government, they were all pretending to be some sort of coalition government. Here you've got some sort of a jackass committee operating.
Who's in charge with a unanimous decision required? You don't think that smart little bastard isn't going to sink the country? He'll hang those bastards for the ball. But I'm all for it.
But with unanimous decision to supervise elections. That he first has to agree to.
See?
So he's got to agree, though.
It's exactly the thing I offered, that the communists could participate
in the supervisory bodies. Remember I said that? Well, that's all we agreed to. Not an ounce.
And, of course, there's the elections. But the Christ, they're going to lose the elections. 9-10.
So it's a hell of a, it's a cave. That's what it really is. But, you got it, you can't assume. eliminated because everybody's, you see, the beauty of this situation is, on the election thing. Christ, I do this all the time. Hell, I've known it for a couple weeks, and I haven't said a goddamn word. And as a matter of fact, we have deliberately not pressed to get it done before the election, because what we're interested in is not the next election, but the next generation as far as the settlement is concerned. The right kind of a settlement comes first. Right. Okay, good luck to you.
I saw you play a computer games yesterday, and it all played to me. I thought it was nice. Exactly nice.
Well, you know, I didn't say very much. But it's better for me to be a little bit more restrained.
It looks like it's better for you to take a little less in case the thing gets upset.
It is permanent, but there can be appearance of being upset. That's our problem before the election. Well, what I was going to ask you was this about, I think it's very important in anything you do the next couple of days that you just concentrate almost exclusively on knocking down this political thing, and on how this settlement is totally different from the evening settlement. You've got to hit it. You've got to be blunt as hell on that. That it's not a coalition government. That it provides a guarantee for a few of them. That it judges the war, allows Cambodia, and provides the wherewithal with which the people of South Vietnam can defend themselves. That's a hell of a strong point. It's a good settlement. On the other hand, it's fair to North Vietnam. I know you've got to play to that too, but you got to knock down too the fact that June, the obstacle to peace, there is still to get to pick that up.
They can take one selection from you after another model. Whenever they try to stop a gas deployed, they thought you'd be running it out by explaining why you would decide.
The North,
they thought they could chop you away at you. They never thought we'd go on the offensive.
So you would sign.
They say it's a good agreement. We sent the agreement, but they can only make it better.
That's why I
said they did the thing we would do.
Very good. We had to do it.
We had no choice.
But God, they could have put out the agreement. And for us, that's what they thought, is that they would go out. And then they thought that I was so, they believed the Western propaganda of our enemies. The effect that I would do anything to save you. They didn't realize that we'd go out
and save yourself. We have an intercepted, very interesting, with two very senior communist officials, North Vietnamese, are discussing what if Nixon won't sign on April 26th, or on October 26th, if he had planned. But the other guy says, then we go public and destroy him in the election. And he'll be totally defeated in the election, and so therefore he must sign. He's on the defensive. We've got him on the defensive. They can't afford. I mean, what are they going to do on the Sunday before the election?
the whole thing in perspective. To know that the whole goddamn Levitoco press, the Lissagars, and all those assholes are dying, and they're doing everything they can to piss on this thing already.
Already.
What would you agree?
But they're not doing it. You know, they're doing it.
And oh, I know this kid's shit.
But now, it's the other that sort of adding little footnotes of cynicism to what is an overwhelmingly favorable reaction. Oh yeah, I think it's 98%. It's overwhelming. But then, you know, they have to find little bookers. So they say something about you, or they say something about Corbin.
Really?
This agreement isn't final. We can fix some of those things that they're nagging about in the next job.
No, there's no decision to know. Just gonna call it a different story. this way. This is great. This is what you were for. So now tell me, do you say two is behaving better than
well, two, he did one thing that's bad, one thing that's good. The bad thing is that he kind of batted it around the world to try to come up with what was done, but that won't do him any good.
No, not now.
Secondly, he again made his proposal for a referendum, which is not going to get anywhere. I've got Joe out of my life to come up against him. Conley is the one I want you to pick me up. I'll call him and find out if
memory that George Christian was called by Colson yesterday afternoon, and he's already called him. But the Duke, and hey, try to reach him, but you were preaching, but you would want to do it. Come in, fine, you say, very, and say that the call is urgent, you call it to request for the president, and I've done it in this degree, great news, and so forth. His standing up on May, put it that way, I watched the president say, really made all the possible for the May, and we love him. I suppose anybody's moving for him, I think that's probably.
No, no, it has preached it. It has preached it before, I preached it then.
Well, Agnew was basically a little thick. Yeah. He's doing fine now, he's behaving well. But
he's not right. He's stuttered, he's just,
he's rigid and stuttered, that's the word.
And he doesn't understand that you have done more for conservatives by doing flexible practice.
Of course.
And you, they've been, what is it now? It's October 27th. Three years ago, I was sitting here, you were sitting on your speech of November 3rd. You had hundreds of thousands of riders, and you had said that before the Serbs come and mine bombed North Vietnam. And get these guys to pay that the conscience table, they would have said the conscience table.
Let's have our games in line. June pops off, what do we do? Creating a sorrow rather than anger with other people. North Vietnam, what do you expect them to say? What has been their reaction so far?
Nothing, because North Vietnam has been inspired.
And but North Vietnam has this private message to you, of course, this is before your briefing. Yeah. But they had already blown the gun that day.
Well, North Vietnam has not. What did we do? We sent him a ride, so they ought to be happy. The one prize we paid is that they're in a better position to be tough at the next session.
Yeah. Now, bombing. What do you want to read through?
What I recommend on the bombing is that if we meet next week, on second thought, there may be something to meet next week, but this week, Mr. President, it is true we run a risk.
Short progress.
A, short progress. B, it's true, we run a risk if the meeting breaks up.
Right.
But being there on a hell of a risk if you're standing on the elected 3 days
right.
later.
Right.
And therefore, I think they're more apt to settle.
My view on the bombing is that.
But then we ought to stop the bombing after that meeting. That was
not before.
Oh, no. After.
After. You already offered that.
Yeah. As soon as you see, we have two tremendous pressures. One, two elections. The second is the bombing. If we get that text cleaned up next week.
Yeah. And I think that means that we're stopping the bombing because of the progress that has been made.
I think that's what I said. Now, we've done another consultation.
And then our consultation will be complete. We'll wrap it up. Remember Harold Lee? The Chinese.
Oh, yeah.